We'll get a wave of U.S. data in just a bit in the form of U.S. building permits, housing starts, import prices, initial jobless claims, and the Philly Fed. But it's likely the market's attention will be elsewhere, with so many looking to see what the European Central Bank will do when it decides on rates. Even those market participants who might not normally be focused on the ECB will be incentivized to take interest, because we'll get our first idea of how a major central bank responds in the aftermath of all this panic and turmoil of the past several days. If the ECB steers away from delivering what had been a widely expected 50 basis point rate hike, it could send a message that these concerns around vulnerabilities in the banking system and fallout from Silicon Valley Bank does indeed need to be taken more seriously, which in turn would likely weigh on the euro and currencies across the board against the US dollar. If, on the other hand, the ECB communicates a message that downplays the current risk while keeping to a 50 basis point rate hike, we could see a big run higher in the euro, with currencies running higher across the board against the buck as they follow the momentum from the bullish euro response. So right now, the focus will be on the ECB decision, and we'll have to wait and see how things play out.